had a protest outside the Green Party office in Dublin last week because we're concerned that Eamon Ryan is going to leave government while he leaves a place, a policy in place that's going to allow frack gas imports into Ireland. So Roger O'Gorman has agreed to meet us today at 3 o'clock. So we're going to talk to him about what possible solutions can be found, and we're going to ask him to revoke this thing called Action 17 in Eamon Ryan's policy, which facilitates frack gas imports and LNG terminals, and to replace that with a clear policy statement that needs to be published to say that there's a ban on LNG terminals.
Are you hopeful that Minister O'Gorman listens to these concerns?
So I'm hoping that he wants to help us. I'm afraid that the Greens are not being honest with people, that they're trying to say that they're against what they're calling commercial LNG terminals, but that they're actually trying to facilitate what they're calling the state-led terminal, which really just removes the ban and facilitates private industry to apply for planning permission for LNG terminals in Ireland.
Eddie, we've seen so much effort in the past regarding the removal of these terminals and fracked gas. That seems that work is still continuing.
Yes, it will. Like, I mean, if Eamon Ryan doesn't take the necessary steps in the next couple of days, we're going to have to just build the campaign. I mean, if Eamon Ryan facilitates frack gas and Roger O'Gorman facilitates frack gas imports into Ireland, that should be the end of the Green Party. I mean, we will have to rebuild a movement that's actually serious about climate action.